This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I need my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. If you try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I need a lot of slime. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. If you try to take it from me.
Welcome to episode 240 of 4th and John. We have some breaking news for all you people out there who bought a Joe Flacco jersey. The man has just been traded to the New York Jets for a sixth-round pick. Could potentially be a fifth-round pick, depending on playing time. I see that I see people on the timeline are very upset and in arms. We've also brought in, we let one of our favorite.
It's long a 4th and John interview alum.
Yeah, Rick Lovato. Rick Lovato has been released, but do you think he'll be back?
I don't think we have a choice. Who's going to snap the ball right now? We don't have a long snapper. So
I mean, the whole idea is he'll be back, but they have claimed QB Reed Sinnott from. Miami Dolphins off waivers today. So I think we're going to be okay, guys. Gardner Minshew is here as our QB2. I mean, I see a lot of people fired up on the timeline right now. You got rid of Flacco. You get the extra pick that you gave up for Minshew. It is what it is.
I mean, I think that's exactly where we're at. I mean, I do see people that are kind of freaking out on the timeline. They don't know what it means for the future of the quarterback position for the Philadelphia Eagles. I think if you think that Gardner Minshew is just going to come in here and take over, I think you're jumping the gun a little bit. I think we're definitely going to be seeing some more of Jalen Hurts for weeks to come. If things continue to go down the tubes the way that they've been going, I could totally see us switching over to Minshew a little bit later in the season. But as far as this trade, I don't mind it at all. I mean, Joe Flacco is a guy I never really anticipated seeing the field the entire year, especially when Minshew got here. And now we end up getting a sixth round in return for it. So, we recoup a pick that we ended up trading away. And all is good. We're looking forward toward the draft. That seems to be the mode that Howie Roseman is in right now, is just acquire as many assets before this next draft as possible. You're muted, Prime.
My bad. I don't see how much more we could be, upset. I mean, it's the way we're playing pretty much takes over any affection we could have about anything else. So, yeah, Joe Flacco got traded. Hey, peace out. I mean, it is what it is. It's part of the business. This is what we expect. Got a six-round pick in return, so that gives us 11 picks, I believe, if I read that correctly.
Yep.
Going into next year's draft. So, I mean, it's stacking up. So, yeah, I mean, going back to what you just said, we're looking forward to the draft. So we're looking to just keep on adding more and more to that number.
Now, Ken, with the question, how do you get rid of Lovato? I mean, you can get rid of your long snapper and you can bring him back. Now that they've traded Flacco away, they can bring him back to the nest. It is what it is.
Doesn't it seem weird, though? If you're opening up roster space, like that was the guy they decided to open up the roster space. That just didn't make any sense to me.
No, but I
feel like there could be guys lower on the totem pole there.
Yeah, I just honestly think it was a quick move because of the fact that they had to do whatever they needed to do to make this Flacco trade happen. But they had
so Lovato's contract was just sitting right on.
No,
top of
no, no. I'm just saying. Guy, get the fuck out of here. they pretty much got the rest of the week. Don't be surprised, like tomorrow or Thursday. Hey, you know what I mean? We ended up cutting this one. We're signing Lovato back to the squad. You know, that's just the way it's set up.
Because you know how long snap. I mean, even Lovato talked about it. I mean, like,
yeah,
it is what it is. Like, they could bring him back. It's all right. At first, I was like, how you going to do Rick like that?
Yeah.
It is what it is. I just overall, I think, again, we're starting to sell some pieces. You know, you feel like they're stacking picks. I saw a post from Todd in there. Obviously, they're stacking picks. Mm-hmm. We're sellers right now. Mini sellers?
As we should be. As we should be. I mean, at this point in the season, we're sitting here at 2-5. Why would you be buying? what is there to invest in so far in this team that makes you think that we can make any sort of noise in the playoffs? Even if we were to end up getting in there, I mean, that would just be a quick exit. We're not a good team. That's just what we are through and through. And I think that we're trying to put ourselves in the best position for next season. Joe Flacco, it was a guy that, I mean, he when we were going into training camp, I really thought that Nick Mullins was going to edge him out, and then he ended up impressing. So for him to go back to the New York Jets, where my only memory of him is that 28-yard sack where he just ran straight backwards, I'd look forward to watching some more of that. That was pretty funny.
I mean, the other talk on the timeline right now is Minshew, right? Minshew mania. Does that mean he inches closer to QB1 because he's the next man up? But I have a feeling that this is as much as we want to see Hurts and see him play out. You know, I always felt like the backup plan was if Hurts, something happens to Hurts or it doesn't work out correctly, they have Minshew that they can also, you know, throw at the wall.
And I got to tell you, that doesn't get me excited at all.
No. Evan's definitely not looking forward to that. What was it that you said? You're going to start talking Sixers?
I said if we switch over to Minshew, I'm just covering the Sixers the rest of the year, because that's just it's going to be way too pathetic of a team to cover. And don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not sitting here trying to trash Gardner Minshew. I don't think he's a bad quarterback. He obviously had those flashes in Jacksonville where he looked like he was the next coming. But I just think that he's similar. I don't even want to put him in the same sentence as Nick Foles, because he's holy in the city, but he's like, it's just a quarterback that they're streaky. That's all he is. He's an inconsistent quarterback. He has some really good plays, and then he ends up, you know, just completely shit in the bed in other games. That's to me what Gardner Minshew is. He's not a guy that can sustain an entire season, but, yeah, I've already been there, bro.
Look, I mean, for somebody who
pay rent, my rent's due in the bit.
For somebody who plays sports and who has been in a slump, I could be one to go ahead and tell you it doesn't feel good to be, you know, not given that opportunity to get out of that slump. I mean, if you're going to go ahead and sit Jalen Hurts for Minshew, I agree with you, Evan. It will be a bad decision because, you know, the kid's got to go ahead and get out of this. He's got to go ahead and figure things out. Coaching staff just as well. But
and his value drops if you bench him.
Yeah, yeah. And then, I mean,
you're
again,
saying that you're giving up on this guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, at the end of the day, you know, me being in that position, I've been in a slump. And I've even approached my coach, like, look, you take me out, I'm never going to get out of this slump. I'm just going to stay there. And I don't want to do that. So, I mean, I feel where Jalen, you know, situation is right now. And I mean, go ahead and bench him is really not the best option.
I mean, everybody's in the slump from a play calling perspective. I think everyone's pretty much in a slump. I think those guys haven't really set them up for success in any way. I don't know if you guys caught, I don't even know if you caught Nick Sirianni's presser. He just looks, I was just getting heated just listening to man. I was just like, what are you even talking about right now? And that's the part where I feel like, I feel bad because I'm like, I'm not even hearing anything that he has to say. And he went back on his, he's like, I'm not trying to throw Gannon under the bus. You know, like, we're all in this together. But I'm like,
well, what was the general vibe? Because, like, for all the people that, including myself, that were unable, I was working. I heard it was getting delayed. I was going to listen to it earlier. Then I know that the press conference got delayed and I was working when it went on. So
I caught a quick crash
course of,
well, I only got like, you know, like a couple minutes of it. And it was people in the chat were like underneath the Eagles chat were like going ham in on Sirianni, and just overall, it seemed like he was backtracking on some of the comments he made in yesterday's presser after the game. Mm-hmm. Whew, I know this is a quick one. I know, we just wanted to get this one out there. I mean, overall, it's just, we're making moves. Yeah. Not like Cardi B, but we're making moves out here. Nothing. It's at this point in time, it's just like, You're just stacking up these draft picks.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what we should be doing. But the thought of that, it's like such a bittersweet thing because I love the draft and I love getting excited for the draft. But the fact that we are not even halfway through the season and that's where we're at right now. And I saw up here, it was Brad, I believe. He's already saying, I'm sure he's saying this tongue in cheek, but he's saying, so do we tank and let Detroit win?
I don't even think we have to tank, bro.
Yeah, I think that we are tanking by trying our hardest, quite frankly. That's really what's been going on.
You catch an L to Detroit, it's going to be complete bedlam.
There's no gimme wins on this schedule anymore.
Right, right.
We're a 2-5 football team. We could lose to anybody.
Evan, I'll top yours. If we lose to Detroit, I'm covering the Flyers.
Oh, shit. Good luck, dude. you got your four checks, your back checks. Claude Giroux's going on.
At least I know Claude Giroux's name.
Shout out to Birdman. Yo, we missed y'all out there. Looked like you guys had a fun time, except mm-hmm. for at the game. Mm-hmm. Hey man, we are undefeated on the road.
Yeah, mad love to the Cali Jesus. People, man. They're still in traffic trying to get back home to California. And then
that
those people that are on the plane, you know what I mean? Best of luck to you guys. Be careful, safe travels.
That's something I honestly hasn't even clicked in my mind yet. We've played 7 games so far this season. We haven't won at home yet. We've only won 2 away games.
I was gonna be my next tweet. I was like,
because of us.
Yeah.
Morris says report today, Howie using all the draft capital for a vet QB or drafting one first round. What do you guys? I think at this moment, I think if you have an opportunity to get Russell Wilson or an Aaron Rodgers, like, you do it.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I'm just saying. Like,
I'm in my hard. Kevin Garnett feeling right now. Anything is possible. But
it's hard for your next move. I know, and I hear you. And I'm saying it's hard to argue against that. I totally understand why, like, bringing in a Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, I'm not going to complain about that. But I'm looking at, and maybe I'm just being greedy, but I'm looking at these 3 first round picks and I'm like, we have more holes to fill than just the quarterback position. I would like to get multiple stars out of that first top 10 in next year's draft. It's a rare opportunity that you get that we have next year, and having right now, as it sits, 3 picks in the top 10. You like, that is unprecedented. That's unless we're like the Dolphins or a team that is just always at the top of the draft. Those are the types of teams that get those deals. We have an opportunity to completely change the landscape of this team next year, and the thought of packaging all of those picks together and just getting one player in return, even if it is an Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson, don't get me wrong, obviously excited, but it makes me feel like we won't be doing enough and we won't be able to. I almost believe in just a more steady, slow build of this team rather than just trying to turn it all around and fix it in 1 year.
If it doesn't cost you all 3, then I'm in it to win it. Like, if you get a top 5 pick, you're giving one of those away for.
We already have a top 3 pick without even trying right now.
But my thing is, I'm trying to think what they would do. You know what I mean? Like, after the situation, if Hurts doesn't work out for them, you know they're going to be QB hungry, because we're the factory over here. It needs to be fed. So, you know, overall, I mean, just I personally, as a draft head, I would use all 3 of those picks on new young talent, or build around the defense. Or, you know, you get Stingley, you get Hamilton, you get the dude from Kayvon Thibodeau from Oregon. You know, if those guys fell, like, I think a quarterback will probably rise that out of the, you know, group of quarterbacks that are out there now, like, you know whatever flavor you want. But overall, it's getting weird. It's getting weird. And I at this moment in time, I kind of like the drama now.
Drama's great for business, man.
Because if we catch another L right now, then go ahead. Let's make it a shit show. Let's have some fun.
As well.
And you know what? As a guy who grew up on sports radio in Philadelphia and just listen to this every day, I will say that the more entertaining day, obviously you want the Eagles to win, but the more entertaining times on sports radio is usually when this team is awful, because people just get out of their minds with the creativity and the things that they say when they call in. So yeah, it stinks to suck, but it's definitely a show to watch.
Mm. I mean, Jerome says it here, Thibodeau, Hamilton. I was watching Hamilton's tape today. I was like, bro, having a safety with that size and range on the back end, that's something we could use.
Week seven and already talking draft.
It's crazy. It is what it is. It is what it is. We're stacking picks.
But like, do you at least agree with my point in the fact that we have more holes to fill than the quarterback?
No, absolutely. I mean,
look at our defense.
I don't want to waste.
I personally wouldn't mind if we used all three of those those first round picks on defense. I wouldn't mind if we went defense. Those three picks.
Yeah, that's exactly, and that's the hope is that you go defense. I mean, we got Jalen, but Jalen's not proven to be that guy. So I don't know, man. It's a tough decision that's going to be made. I feel like Howie's going to be that dude that's eating the pancakes, and he's going to get that call. And somebody's going to go ahead and offer him something good, and he's going to mess it up and give all three picks.
Howie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've seen a lot of talk about Matt Corral from Ole Miss. People for that QB that, you know, the Eagles could potentially interested. He's working his way up there. Willis as well. Stingley, you talk about getting a cornerback.
About Stingley, yeah.
You know. It's crazy talking about draft right now.
I know.
Crazy talk. We're here.
That's the symptoms of a bad football team, my friend.
It's better than taking a 26-year-old fireman, says Jerome.
Well.
We have the fellow Oregonian chiming in. He said Kayvon would be nice. I've gotten multiple texts from Mark talking about this dude for almost about a year. Game changer, maybe. I don't know. Are you guys? You guys feeling any better from yesterday? I mean, I rewatched the show yesterday. Mm. We're a bunch of sad bastards last episode.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's one of those things where time heals all wounds. Bro.
It was kind of funny though, actually. I got a kick out of it though.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure we were head in our hands and not feeling great. I mean, we were fully bought in.
Like, I don't like banana routes, right? I don't like the we're gonna roll into it. It's stick your foot in the ground and rip it.
This whole season's just been a banana split, bro.
Yep,
sucking ass.
Michael says he's walking on the Vegas trip. Hey, Michael, if you we can send you a link if you want to show us where you're at.
If you find my sunglasses, just mail them back to me.
This guy been traveling. This guy was in Carolina, out there as well. He's in Vegas again. So I mean, guys are out there trooping, still out there doing the visitor ish.
Yeah, get it in. They got to do something to get over.
Do you think that as the season goes on, and if it continues to go bit worse and worse, that people will continue to fill up these away game stadiums? Or
I mean,
are people in it for the destination, for the vacation, or are they in it to support the Birds? That's the question.
Well, I think Vegas was on another level, but who's trying
Vegas
to go to Detroit?
Destination,
like, man. I'm trying to look at those old Ford factories, man.
Yeah, for all our fans of Detroit, I hear it's a lovely city, but you know, I think I'm busy that weekend.
Whatchamacallit? What was I gonna say? Don't mind me. I'm sending a link to Michael.
This one.
He's going to Denver as well.
Throw bananas at Sirianni's next home game. I like
it. I mean, we did talk about Denver. I mean, how are you guys feeling about that? You guys,
I'll let you know after this week's game, bro.
You see the way my bank account's set up.
I got a little bit too hyped about, you know, Vegas being the site for the draft. So, you know, I mean, that's going to be my opportunity to redeem myself for Vegas. But I think I might just hold on to that.
Yeah, I just sent a link to Michael. If you have video capability, we'd love to see what you're doing on the Vegas Strip. That'd be fun. I know Evan does have to run. With, you know, Evan is a hardest working man in the industry. He's got like three jobs.
I have a job and this.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
What's up, fellas?
How you doing, man? I mean, you're still out Vegas. You're on the Vegas Strip, yeah. Collecting your thoughts. What is the vibe over there, Vegas right now?
It's pretty solemn, dude. It's pretty sad. We got our asses kicked, and it was a real wake up call for all those people who were like on the fence, like, oh, we could be great. Like, the problem is we played beat up teams and we had flashes of greatness, and it kind of gave everyone like a little false hope. And then we came here and we played a team that was actually good, and well, they showed us what the hell was going on. We should have. I mean, yeah. So I mean, it's nice to come back to earth, but like, I don't think until we get rid of the front office that we're going to be able to make any difference or anything, because they're just going to keep sticking people that are yes men in there. They're going to keep sticking people. They're going to be the fall guys in. And then Howie's going to destroy our draft next year. I don't even want to talk about that.
Positive vibes up there. So, I'm trying to stay
positive, man, but it's so tough. The beating we took for the first three quarters was just, oh.
I mean, you traveled out there with a lot of people. What was the vibe like leaving the stadium? I know a lot of people spent a lot of money going out there to support the Birds. I mean, real talk, how much did you drop on this trip to Vegas?
Enough. And how much? I just dropped another like 300 on the blackjack table. So, you know.
So Mike, answer the question. You being a fan, you being out there, and we see you in Carolina, and you're getting ready to go to Denver. Are you going for vacation to have a good time, or is it really about the Birds?
Dude, it was supposed to be about both. It really was for all these trips. I was super excited for this game. Brand new stadium. You know, I'm really glad I got to go. It's a great environment, honestly. And I know this kills me inside, but if I was any other fan in the league, it'd be a Raiders fan. Because they are us, just like a twinge more degenerate.
Interesting.
So, I didn't know that's possible. But it's going to be more it's more of an experience. So, it's going to be like 3 days vacation, 1 day game.
Okay, I know Mr. Puga is going to Denver. I know he's selling. I know Puga is selling 3 tickets to the game.
I'll take one if he's just going to give it.
I know he's selling.
if the price is right, maybe. I haven't bought my tickets yet. I was waiting. Oh wait, never mind. I did. I forgot the old Green Legion.
So when do you actually leave Vegas?
Dude, I should have left this morning. I'm just going to be honest. Four whole days in Vegas is way too much. And I'm out here basically alone right now because my boy, who was supposed to come out here with, he bailed because he had real sick. And my other friend is doing a bunch of stuff for his podcast out here. So I've got like 2 days to just kill. And then the others were occupied by like friends and stuff. So right now I'm just going full tourist, man. I'm out here till early, like 12:30 Wednesday morning. I'm out here on a red eye. And just gonna go see some Blue Man Group and see what all the hype's about.
I've actually seen Blue Man Group. It's kind of trippy.
Is it worth going through, or should like do I can I not be sober for this? Because the goal is not to be.
Don't be sober when you're watching it. It's funnier if you're.
That's gonna freak me out anyway. Those blue ass faces.
Yeah. Well, man, I appreciate you checking in.
The vibe out here is pretty good. There's a lot of Eagles fans still around. And no problem. Yeah, there's a lot of people still here. You know, I think everyone just realized after a good night's sleep that we are what we were expecting in the beginning of the season. Just it's gonna be tough. I feel like we can get 5 more wins, and that's the max. I think we can beat, you know, the Giants twice, Redskins twice, and I think we could beat Detroit. So if Nick Sirianni can like leave the stadium and let somebody else make play calls, I think we'll be better off. But it is what it is. So we'll see.
Man, we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to talk about right now. I mean, it's just all over the place. There's so many moving parts with this team right now. So I feel like everyone has a problem with almost every part of this team right now. Whether it's the players, whether it's the coaches, whether it's the scheme, I think everybody's up in arms at this moment.
Everyone's pointing the finger. That's the issue. they're like, well, it's Jalen. And then they're like, oh, it's our O-line. And then it's like, it's the coach and it's Howie. It's just, there's no one right answer. That's the problem. Like, it would be so much simpler if we'd be like, hey, it's this person. If we get rid of this person, it fixes the issue. It's everyone, man.
Yeah, we're in our Kelsey feelings right now. It's the whole damn team.
Oh, that was the best part of the game. Kelsey losing his fucking mind and almost crushing a dude's face with his foot.
Like, I mean,
that was the highlight of the entire game.
When Kelsey's out of character, I think that's where you know things have gone off the rails. But Mark Bird, is he saying Allegiant Stadium was badass? Is that truth?
Yeah, it was really cool. It was they dress up more, like, you know, I wear a full suit. They dress up in like face paint and like shoulder, like they make us like to look bad if we're going for like clown costumes, you know. Mm-hmm. But sorry, that was a little disrespectful. But it was just a cool stadium. It was really easy to get around. My only issue is the prices are, I think, most expensive of any stadium I've been in. It was literally $8 for a bottle of water.
Wow. They got,
and then it was $7 if you got the one that had the Raiders logo on it.
So you bought the one that was $8.
Yeah.
Okay. Real
and
one.
And then I bought one that was $7 because the guy came around and I just covered it as I drank it. But yeah, it's just expensive out here. I definitely don't think I could live out here full time. It's weird though. They're fans that dress up. I was talking to them. I was just asking them, like, how long have you been a fan? And they were like, well, since I moved to Vegas. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you get a lot of those.
Dude,
and
man,
they have a lot of other fans, like San Francisco. There were a ton of San Francisco fans here for some reason.
Bay Area fans, probably?
Well, yeah, but weird. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, thanks for having me. I got to go in and get my tickets to the old Blue Man Group.
All right, give me the reviews.
Later, bro. I'll catch you guys around.
All right, yes, take care, bro. That's awesome. I saw that he was actually still around, and I was like, dude, still.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of people. I just got finished talking to Danny and his wife. They were still in Vegas. There was who else was over there? I think Mark and his wife were still there. There was a couple people that were still hanging around. But
how about Ray's comment here? He says, I live in Colorado, still debating on going to that Broncos game.
That's pretty sad, man. I hear you, man.
Man, oh man. So how you feeling, Prime? You got everything off your chest?
Yeah, I mean, it was a typical Monday for me. I walked in, you know, to the job with my chin up. You know, of course, I got Cowboy fans rocking their Cowboys gear with pride because they wouldn't rock it any other year. So, you know, this year they got a reason to. I get it, but, you know, I clown them for being fake about it when it comes to that shit. I mean, you're going to go ahead and rock it all of a sudden when you guys are doing good. But me, they know I go in there rocking my Eagles gear every single day. You know what I mean? That's what I do. That's how I am. So
at work? Get,
absolutely. I got my I always have a different Eagles item. Hoodie, hat, shirt. You know what I mean? I even got my collar shirts just to even still look professional with an Eagle logo on there. You know, that's just what I do, man. And that doesn't change for nobody. I mean, I know we suck, we ass, but hey. One thing nobody could ever say about me is that I quit on my team. No, it's always, you know, fly Eagles fly.
I mean, it's the same way, man. I was out today and went to the park, had my Eagle stuff on. You know, it is what it is. Like I remember the comment from I forget who was Adam. It said, embrace the suck. Right now you embracing the suck. I know that's like a military term, whatever. You embrace the suck because that's where we're at the moment. You can't step back from it. Shout out to Tim. Tim was out here with giving me the scoop. I missed his call, but it was like an hour before the Flacco trade went down. He was like, yo, Flacco's about to get traded. And I was like, he's like, yo, I've been trying to reach you for like an hour. So I was posting a while. Everyone else was posting, and then Adam Schefter had posted. I was like, damn. But, you know, overall, I just feel like today was a good day to get a draft pick back. I, you know, what else are we going to see from Flacco?
Exactly.
I mean, if they're starting to move pieces, obviously they don't think they're going to go any further. So,
no, I don't see it happening either. I mean, like, you know, like I said, I mean, it's a good fit for the Jets because of the situation that they're in. So it helps us out. Like you mentioned, we get our sixth round back. Another, you know, number added to that. Could be a fifth, exactly, depending on his playing time. I mean, look, I'm not taking nothing away from Flacco. He's still got a little bit of juice left in there. You know what I mean? He just needed to go somewhere to go ahead and show it. What better place than New York?
The oil's going to start coming out of the bottom of Flacco.
Hey, listen, it is what it is, man. If it wasn't going to happen there, it would eventually happen here, depending on whatever decisions get made later on. You know what I mean? Do they sit Hurts? Do they go ahead and start Flacco? Who knows? We don't know.
But it's funny that the Jets actually gave up picks. Like, yo, you guys are about to, you know, your season's almost about done as well. So I'm like, really? You're going to give up? But hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, you know, man, that's how they do business. Let's be honest. That's how the Jets do business.
Here we got the resident Cowboy fan checking in. Let's go, Cowboys. Too bad he's in your family.
Yeah, he's enjoying himself. It's all right. Little bro got to have his moment.
So. Yeah. I mean, overall, we just wanted to check in. And, you know, the big that I was just about to say the big trade just happened. I said the trade happened, so we just figured we'd talk about it. Obviously, we'll be checking in. We have Jerry Ball, former three-time Pro Bowler, all pro as well. He will be helping us break down the lines this week. We're trying to set that up. So if you guys are around for that interview this week, that'll be around hopefully maybe Thursday or so. But yeah, man, we're gearing towards a defeated Lions team who had a solid outing versus the Rams. So hey, it's all up in the air at the moment for me and Prime. We will see you guys in the next one, and then as always, fly Eagles fly.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.